Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She's from Carrollton. She bragged on social media that she has coronavirus and wanted to spread the virus. And now she's behind bars.
18-year-old Lorraine Maradiaga is being held on $20,000 bond on a charge of making a terroristic threat. Jolene DeVito of Carrollton Police says the Carrollton woman surrendered this morning after a number of people recognized her from social media.
There were so many unanswered questions. Was she truly positive? Was she truly putting the public in danger? And so our detectives have worked nonstop the past 24, 48 hours. Luckily, we're able to find her and get her into custody.
Vito says Maradiaga is not believed to be positive for the coronavirus, but by court order will be quarantined for 21 days if she makes bond. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man said he was also just playing a joke, but it landed him also in trouble with Grapevine Police. Amanda McNew says it happened early Friday morning.
One of our patrol officers was sitting in his vehicle with the window down, watching traffic, when a man suddenly ran up to his window. He thought that he needed help. Instead, the man coughed in his face and said he had coronavirus.
That man is 27-year-old Jonathan Deschaudens. He was arrested for harassment of a public servant, which is a third-degree felony. He remains behind bars in Tarrant County Jail on a $2,000 bond. McNew says the officer has not been tested since the incident and has not shown any symptoms at the time either.